Welcome to another episode of Beyond Sermons, where we seek Jesus Christ beyond the pulpit. I recently had a discussion about who is the GOAT for football and basketball. For football, I'm a Patriots fan. When we are not winning Super Bowls, we are still making deep runs into the playoffs. Tom Brady is the greatest football player of all time. End of story for me. Basketball, on the other hand, is a more debatable topic. At the time of this recording, Michael Jordan is the all-time great, while LeBron James is making a huge push for that title. At this time, I also want to give my respect to Kobe Bryant. So, what does it take to be a GOAT? Let's make a list based upon the many motivational videos and sports heroes out there. Here are some of their attributes. You have leadership, dedication, hard work, intelligence, inspiration, perhaps some destiny. That's a noble list that most humans would consider great traits to have in their lifestyle. The imagery of a goat has many positive connotations. By many standards, the goat is the embodiment of success and winning. Interestingly enough, the status of a goat is not self-proclaiming. It's not a self-fulfilling prophecy. They must garner the respect of their peers and followers alike by displaying great feats of accomplishment. Sounds like perfection. Sounds like the perfect superhero. Well, goating has its challenges. One negative connotation for a goat is a strong inclination toward haughtiness and pride. More about that later, but for now, I don't want to hurt any egos. So there you go. In a nutshell, the goat. They're not perfect, but they are still the greatest of all time in their craft. What about Jesus? Is Jesus a goat? I don't think so. He's a shepherd and a teacher. Those are some of the attributes or definitions or even nicknames that I found in the Bible, not goat. Jesus is beyond time. Now, Jesus teaches about goats in a parable in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. Now, the parable compares goats with sheep. When goats are among sheep, the goats are domineering and stateful animals, according to Proverbs chapter 30, verses 29 through 31. While sheep, they are aimless, vulnerable, and in need of a shepherd to maximize the quality of their lives. Now, Jesus begins the parable with his return in glory to set up his kingdom. That's in Matthew 25, verse 31. The setting of this event is at the beginning of the millennium after the tribulation. You're going to have to look that up in Revelations. All those on the earth at that time will be brought before the Lord, and he will separate them as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left hand, according to verses 32 and 33. Now, the sheep are those who are saved during the tribulation. The goats are the unsaved who survived the tribulation. Now, the sheep on Jesus' right hand are blessed by God the Father and given an inheritance. Now, this is how it's explained, that their inheritance was a reward for the following reasons. It says, "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." Now, for those who are going to be righteous on that day, you know, they're going to question Jesus. They're going to ask, you know, "How and when did we help you, Jesus? When were you so pitiful and in need that you required our assistance?" Well, this is where it says in verse number 39 through 40, "The king will reply, 'I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me.'" But in a horrific contrast that I wish on no one, the goats on Jesus' left hand are cursed with eternal hellfire. It says that they were prepared for the devil and his angels. Talking about hell. Now, the reason is given that the goats, they had the opportunity to minister to the Lord, but they did nothing. The goat asked, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?" And this is where Jesus replies, "I tell you the truth, whatever you did not do for the least of these, you did not do for me." Jesus then ends the parable with a stark contrast. They will go away to eternal punishment, while the righteous will have eternal life. This is verse number 46. Now, in the parable of the sheep and the goat, we're looking at a man redeemed and saved, as well as another man that's condemned and lost. A casual reading seems to suggest that salvation is the result of good works. The sheep acted charitably, giving food, drink, and clothing to the needy. The goats showed no charity. This seems to result in salvation for the sheep and damnation for the goats. However, Scripture does not contradict itself, and the Bible clearly and repeatedly teaches that salvation is by faith through the grace of God and not by our good works. Here are some scriptures to back that up. You have John chapter 1, verses 12. You have Acts chapter 15, verse 11. Romans 3, verses 22 through 24. Romans 4, verses 4 through 8. Romans 7, 24 through 25. Romans 8, verses 12. Galatians 3, verses 6 through 9. And Ephesians 2, verses 8 through 10. Don't like giving homework, but that's quite a list of verses that talks about the grace of God compared to our works. Now, in fact, Jesus himself makes it clear in the parable that the salvation of the sheep is not based on their works. Their inheritance was theirs since the creation of the world, the beginning of time. In Matthew 25, verse 34 highlights that. Now, the good works mentioned in the parable are not the cause of salvation, but the effects of salvation. As Christians, we become like Christ. And there are some verses to back that up. See Romans chapter 8, verses 29, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, Colossians 2, verse 6 through 7. And then, of course, Galatians 5, verse 22 tells us the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control. That's quite a list right there, but a doable list. Good works in Christians' lives are the direct overflow of these traits and are only acceptable to God because of the relationship that exists between servant and master, the saved and their savior, as well as the sheep and their shepherd. And you can also look at Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 for a little bit more emphasis. Now, in summary, the core message of the parable of the sheep and the goat is that God's people will love others. Good works will result from our relationship to the shepherd. Followers of Christ will treat others with kindness, serving them as if they were serving Christ himself, while goats can indeed perform acts of kindness. Let me repeat that. Goats can indeed perform acts of kindness and charity, but their hearts are not right with God, and their actions are not for the right purpose, which is to honor and worship God. Let me repeat that again, to honor and worship God. I hope this blesses someone. Now, if you need to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then please join me in this prayer. Lord God, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I believe that Jesus was born of a virgin, led a sinless life, and died on a cross for my sins. I believe and celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ and accept the gift of salvation. Lord, I repent of all my sins. Search and purge me of all unrighteousness. Create in me a clean heart, that I may worship you in spirit and in truth. Grant me wisdom and teach me your ways, that I may trust and obey you. Help me to recognize your presence in all that I do. May your strength be made perfect within my weaknesses. I need you always. Thank you for your love, grace, and living word. Amen. If you said that prayer from your heart, then you are saved from your sins and accepted into his kingdom. May the love of Jesus dwell in your heart forever. Be blessed to be a blessing. This concludes another edition of Beyond Sermons, where we seek Jesus Christ beyond the pulpit. If you were blessed by this podcast, please rate and subscribe on the podcast platform of your choice. God bless.